let's get to this week's Coney Island Piffles profile.
I really want to know. Tell me who are you.
This week's Piffles player profile brought to you by Coney Island Poutine Cafe, the best poutine in the prairies. Check out their two locations in Regina. This week, Rider offensive lineman, second-round draft pick in the 2017 draft, Darius Bladek joins us on the phone from Florida. Darius, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
So I understand you're spending the bye week back at home with your family. How's that going?
Going really good, actually. Out here near Disney. It's called Disney Springs. We're at a restaurant over here, and I'm enjoying it. I'm getting some good workouts over here. You know, the weather's just a little bit hotter than Regina, so I've been having some really good workouts over here as well, and it's really nice to see my mom and dad. You know, they're really big supporters of me, and it's great to have them here.
It hasn't been hot enough for you in Regina?
No, you know, I'm not gonna lie. The week leading up into the Hamilton game, I was sort of surprised with how hot it was, and I was like, "Wow, 91!" I was like, "I didn't know it got this hot." Fahrenheit, of course, but it's different. At least you get a breeze there. Here in Florida, you have a lot of humidity where literally I'm walking out to the field and I'm starting to sweat. And it's just like I forgot how humid it could be here in Central Florida.
Well, enjoy the heat in Regina next week when you come back as well, because trust me, it doesn't last.
Yeah, I'll be sure to catch a tan while I can.
So take us back to the day of the draft. Where were you, and describe the emotion of being drafted into the CFL?
Well, I had the opportunity. I could have came up to Canada, and I was thinking about maybe headed to Toronto. You know, you could fly right into there from Orlando. But I couldn't bring my whole family. So in doing so, I stayed home at the house, and I had my offensive line coach from college. I had my high school coach that's also my speed coach. Had all the closest people in my life, and they were all there supporting me. It was a very emotional day. You know, the draft was very unexpected for me. I didn't know what was really going to be going on. And fortunately, I ended up in, you know, Regina for a great team. And, you know, I was just actually talking to Mike Davis about it on the sideline after the win. And I told him, you know, after they passed up on me at 2, I was sort of bummed because I enjoyed the feel of Regina, enjoyed the fans, I enjoyed the team, the coaching staff that we worked with when we were there, and the stadium was beautiful. But, you know, sure enough, they were able to get me, and you know, I think it was sort of meant to be because I'm obviously getting some playing time, and it's a great learning curve for me, and I have some great veterans around me that is going really good, so I'm really happy about it.
Now, how tough is it to adjust to the pro game from playing in college at Bethune-Cookman?
The biggest difference for me, you know, I did have my experience with the Baltimore Ravens. And I mean, for that, it was a little bit your angle, your set depth, and how fast you come off the ball. But and it was a three-point stance compared to my two-point stance when I was with Bethune-Cookman. But with me so far being here in the CFL, my biggest thing has been just really learning the angles of the game. You know, I got a little bit of experience at the combine, but those are against rookies as myself, and as talented as they are, they're learning just like I'm learning things that these pros have been mastering for the last couple of years. So to really sit there and learn the angles, learn the depth you need to set with, learn the scheme, get used to the 12th man being on the field, finding where he is in the protection, you know, those are a couple of the things. I had some frustration with the playbook the first couple days of camp, but now I'm really settled in. I'm really comfortable with it, and those have been really the biggest curves for me so far.
What's your overall impression of Saskatchewan so far in your short time here?
Passionate. Passionate, caring. I think it's a homey place for me. You know, it reminds me it's not too big, not too small, and you know, a lot of the people here really do care about you. And win or lose, they're behind you, filling the stadium to max capacity. And it's great to know you always have that. I personally really enjoyed it. I wanted to get my parents to come up instead of me coming to Florida because I really didn't want to leave. I wanted to still work out with my player, with my guys, and still be around the facility and be in the city. But you know, my parents can come up. My father has work, so I made the trip down here.
So outside of playing football, what are you like? What keeps you busy?
I think it's just getting settled in. You know, getting the apartment, getting, you know, furniture, TV, bed, you know, really getting myself settled in, finding good places to eat, and, you know, finding places to go. My sister and brother actually came up for the first two home games, and fortunately, we were able to pull off a win, and we were trying to find new places. Some of the locals were telling us where to go, so that's really how I keep myself occupied, finding new places to eat.
Now, you're on a day off. You don't feel like doing a thing, so you're going to binge on Netflix. What are you watching?
You know, I haven't found my new binge. I've watched all the Prison Breaks. I've watched, you know, all the Dexters. You know, I've had a really good time with all that. Narcos was one of my really favorites. But I think Escobar, they came out with a series for Escobar, and I really want to check that out. So I think I would do it with that.
So if you had to pick one place, one dream vacation, where are you going and what are you doing?
Interesting question. I know this might sound, I mean, some people might want to go to the hot places and, you know, the beaches, things like that. But I think being in Florida so long, I am a nature guy. And just in general, I have enough of the beaches. I have a big thing. I would like to go on a big cruise or a trip where I could see a bunch of glaciers. I'm not sure exactly where yet, but really be able to see, like, the whales, glaciers. I think larger-than-life objects just always really draw my attention, and it always seems to amaze me. As big a guy as I am myself, you know, there are creatures that, you know, 20-fold me. So, I don't know. It's kind of crazy, but if I could get on a getaway trip to really see, you know, some glaciers, see some of the amazing things that our Arctic has to offer us, I think that'd be really cool.
And if you weren't a pro football player, what would you be doing right now?
I would be getting my feet wet in the field of assisted living homes, really specializing in the field of dementia, Alzheimer's and Lewy body. My main goal, hopefully, would be over time, work my way up the ladder to become a director of my own assisted living home. And then one day, hopefully, open up my own assisted living home.
Has that like affected your family before? Is that why you're into that?
No, none of my close relatives have had Alzheimer's or Lewy bodies. I was actually I was a physical therapist major. Then I went to nursing, and I had to do an internship at an assisted living home and study the three stages of Alzheimer's. And for me, it really, I don't know, it just struck me, hit a chord with me. And I really felt like there's a lot more that could be done in that field. And that's a field that I love helping people. So for me, to be able to go and help those people really get as educated as I can to make their life and that transition through that, you know, disease as easy as possible, you know, I found my passion in that. And I thought that's what I want to do.
So kind of a two-part question. What is your favorite food, and what is the best place to eat in Regina that you found so far?
Well, my favorite food would definitely have to be pierogies, a Polish delicacy, homemade by my mom and dad, with some bacon and onion on it. But if we're talking fast food, I would say pizza. In Regina, I think the name of it's Kay's Kitchen. Joe, my brother, he remembers the place. He told us to go to it. I had a really good steak there.
We may have to check that out here. If you're a pierogi guy, I have to suggest Baba's Food Spot. They do a food truck on Wednesday nights. Yeah, it's called Baba's. They're amazing pierogies here. It's Wednesday at afternoon, Saturday during the day, but I'm not sure where else they do it. But they're a food truck, so they're kind of around the city from time to time. If you ever catch them, try them.
I'm gonna have to, you know, because I don't like frozen pierogies or anything like that. We make them homemade, and when we make them 400 deep. So, you know, I'm looking forward to, I'm going to try to get that done while I'm here and maybe bring some up with me if I can. I don't know. I'll have to figure something out, but that would be a great secondary. I'd have to check that out.
Well, Dariush, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Piffles Podcast. We appreciate it.
No, thank you so much. Looking forward to speaking with you more often. Apologize if there was any, you know, exits, sounds in the back. I am out having dinner with my family, so.
No, it's all good. Go enjoy that family time.
All right, thank you so much. Have a great night.
You as well. Thank you. Offensive lineman Dariush Bladak joining us here on the Coney Island Poutine Cafe Piffles Player Profile.